It is 93.3 WMMR, Everything That Rocks, Jackie Bam Bam, and on the bat lines with us, my good old friend that used to sneak me into the galaxy as long as I carried his guitar with his band Cinderella, Local Boy, and he's got a brand new baby on his hands. I'm talking about his brand new, I don't know if we call it an EP or an LP, because usually an EP you get three or four songs, maybe five, LP you get 10, but Jeff LaBar of Cinderella has 7 on his brand new disc, 1 for the road, and it'll be in stores this Tuesday. So we're going to talk to Jeff right now. He's singing, he's playing, and it just sounds great. It's a real nice package on Rat Pack Records. My man, Jeff LaBar, calling in from Nashville. Are you there, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
How are you doing? Congratulations on the brand new baby, your brand new debut solo EP or LP. What do you want to call this baby?
Well, thank you. Thank you. What do I want to call it? I guess I'm going to call it my new EP. You know, it's my new record called One for the Road. I got a single out right now called No String, which is, I guess that's kind of ironic for a guitar player.
No Strings is the lead-off track on the EP, Jeff. It's also the single, like you said, and you just released a brand new video for it.
Yes, I have a video out for it. The whole record actually comes out the 26th.
That'll be this Tuesday in stores, and where can we grab it?
Oh, God, you can get it at ratpackrecords.com.
Okay.
You can order bundles, like pre-order bundles with, like, tons of t-shirts and autographed pictures and posters. Even one bundle even comes with a bass drum head.
What'd you do, talk to Gene Simmons before you made this?
I didn't. Hey, that wasn't me. That was Joe Bryan at Rat Pack. There's an ultimate fan bundle.
Okay.
Where you actually get a thank you call from me.
Oh, good. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to request that you call into my overnight show, the ungodly hour of like 4:20 a.m. our time.
All the phone calls are happening on one day.
Okay.
but it's also available on Amazon, iTunes. If you pre-order it on iTunes, I think you get the download of No Strings free.
I really like the packaging, and I have the advanced copy right here. I love the photo. That's a Cinderella shot live on the cover here?
Yes. It's a shot from the last tour that I did with Cinderella.
That guitar you're holding, and I'm not a guitarist, I'm a drummer, but that's like Joe Perry, that clear guitar. What do you call that? And Keith Richards had one, or Ronnie Wood had one. And
that's a Dan Armstrong.
Dan Armstrong, yeah, beautiful guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a little something about guitar, just like you're learning a little something about singing these days, right?
Yeah, you know, I've been singing as long as I've been playing guitar.
Yeah, but like in your basement or in your bedroom at your mom's house, right?
I just haven't been doing it in public. You know, I haven't been doing it on recording, just background vocals and stuff with Cinderella. But, you know, it's something I've been threatening to do for a long time, is making a solo record. And when he put a solo record, when he first announced he was putting out a solo record, my wife, Debbie, and my manager, Larry Moran, basically said, now we're going to kick your ass all the way down to the studio. And it worked.
How did you know you wanted to put out a solo album? I mean, was there a time, like, did you hear, like, Tom was going to put this out, or Cinderella, you're going to have some downtime? Like, how did this come about, Jeff?
Well, I have been writing songs for a long time, but not anything that Cinderella would record.
Because a lot of these songs, you know, they sound to me like they could work as Cinderella tunes, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you present them to the band before, or are these just specifically Jeff LaBar solo tunes?
They're totally mine.
I know they're yours, but I'm saying, did you, like, present them to Cinderella in the past?
I wrote every song.
Maybe when you were rehearsing with Cinderella and said, hey, guys, what do you think of this? Or no, nothing like that.
None of these songs. I mean, I have done that.
Okay.
It was apparent that my writing style was not quite, I guess Tom's writing style.
Or
the Cinderella sound.
What do you consider your writing style? I know Tom's a little the bluesy, the Rolling Stones. You a little more heavier? Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, I think so. I think I write a little heavier.
Okay. Well, that's why it works with you and Tom, because he plays the bluesier riffs, I feel, and you play the more technical, heavier riffs, and it's a great mix. And well, your new EP, besides playing, you're singing, and I really, really enjoy the singing, Jeff. And I know the album album hasn't dropped yet. Doesn't come out till next week. Have you done any singing live? You know, front in the band?
No, I don't actually have a band.
Well, in the video, that's not a touring band. That's just a video. Of course, your son, Sebastian, is in Philadelphia's own Mach 22.
I know. They're so good. You know, I produced their new CD.
You produced a brand new Mach 22 CD? Cool. I have bragging rights, Jeff. So do you, I guess, because you produced it. But they wrote a song about me on it, a song about vampires.
Well, my record, you know, I played everything on the record. I got some friends to play drums. Drums are the only thing I'm not that good at. I got Troy Lucetta from Buffalo just to throw down some drum tracks for me.
Jeff, he's a neighbor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lives about half an hour, 45 minutes. But I got him to throw me down some drum tracks so I could get started. So with his drum tracks, I took it in my studio with my engineer, Ronnie Honeycutt, and just started overdubbing. You know, started with bass, guitars, keyboards, vocals, and I did that for three songs. Finished three songs, then I signed my deal with Rat Pack, and then I got a couple other drummers. One Christopher Williams is just amazing. He played on the two heaviest songs on the record, Nightmare on My Street, and You're Asking for a Beating. One DJ I was talking to, he was asking me, it seems like you were in a dark place when you wrote this record. I was like, not really. I was like, you know, when I was writing the lyrics to those two songs, I was sitting on my recliner laughing my ass off writing them.
You're probably cooking at the same time too, right?
No, but I think I was watching TV. Sometimes I watch TV and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good line. I should write something about that.
Well, we always see on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you're always sitting on the recliner watching football game or watching TV, and you're always cooking. And you never know when that song line's going to drop. Like Keith says, the antennas are always up. The fifth track out of seven, Ode to Page, Jimmy Page, big influence on you?
Absolutely. That's how I learned how to play guitar. Listen to rock of the 70s. Zeppelin and Alice Cooper were probably my biggest influences. Ode to Page is a little acoustic piece. When I started writing it, I was like, oh, I can't play this so good. Wait, let me tune this string like this. Oh, and let me tune the other string like that. When I was growing up, I got a Zeppelin songbook, and it showed the weird-ass tunings that Jimmy Page would use for, like, Black Mountain Side or White Summer. I was like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing. He detuned some strings to make it easier to play that and make it cooler. So I did that. I messed around with that stuff when I was younger. And there it is.
Where Jeff LaBar really got his guitar lessons from. Yeah, I don't think you're in a dark spot at all on this record. And I love, is it Muse, the acoustic? It sounds almost very, maybe Heart. And of course, Heart takes a lot from Zeppelin. The first single, the lead-off track, Jeff, No Strings, could easily be a Cinderella song. And, you know, you are the guitarist in Cinderella. Little kind of similar, some of the riff, the chord progressions, maybe to Somebody Save Me, I hear.
Oh, you're totally like the solo kind of.
Maybe. I'm not a guitarist, but
beginning.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm like, this would work as a Cinderella tune, too. That's why I was asking if you bought them into Cinderella, any of these tunes.
Yeah, it's similar. I think I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And even Asking for a Beating, maybe like, I hear like Accept or your old band, maybe White Fox Days or the Old Galaxy. You know, are all these fresh songs, Jeff, or are they any, you know, leftovers that you've been saving in your closet, you know, since before Cinderella days?
Oh, not since before.
Okay.
These are all songs that I've written, I guess, since the heyday of Cinderella, like after. Probably these songs are all from like the 90s and the 2000s. You know, it's like pieces of things that I made up after the last Cinderella record. Some of them are complete. Some of them just had, I wrote the music, and then, like I said, I wrote the lyrics to two songs the day before I went in the studio.
Whoa, you pulled the Steven Tyler on them.
Right.
No, but I really, really dig it, and it's so like I'm trying to wrap my head around, you know, know, you standing at the microphone front in the band and singing. You know, I'm used to, you know, spitting the water in the air, throwing a guitar over your shoulder. But now, is it a lot of work for you? Other than you cut it in studio, what do you think? How do you feel about this live?
Well, I haven't done it live yet. Okay. So
will we see any live dates or anything? Anything lined up?
I'm thinking about it, putting the band together. Actually thinking about getting the band my video. You know, getting Sebastian to play guitar. And he already said he would. I don't want to take him away from Mach 22, though. He's like, I'll just take it like a leave of absence. But he already said he'd do it. But Jasmine Kane, my bass player in the video, she's a great singer, songwriter, bass player who tours all the time. And also in the video is Matt Arndt. He's the drummer for the greatest band, rockabilly, called Hillbilly Chino.
Are they all your neighbors in Nashville, Jeff?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. If I can't get them away from their, you know, their night jobs. There's quite a pool of musicians here in Nashville.
I was going to ask you, why do you think everybody relocates to Nashville these days, Jeff?
Because this is where the music business is. It's the same exact reason that everybody left their hometowns to go to L.A.
Back in the day.
Back in the 80s.
Okay.
So everybody who did that back in the 80s and made it big, and now they're on the downside of their careers. Most of Nashville is a lot, aside from the country artists, it's a lot of 80s rock stars that got tired of L.A., and they wanted to make a fresh start in Nashville.
What do you think of Vince Neil calling country music the new rock? He's been quoted as saying that.
Well, I'm not sure Vince Neil's a prophet, but it is. You listen to country music now, but at least the modern kind of country music. It's a lot of rehashed 80s rock band tunes, you know? Yeah, it's very similar.
Will you be doing anything with Cheap Thrill or Naked Beggars again, or are you just going to totally work on your solo stuff now?
Oh, no, I actually left Cheap Thrill to complete this. I had this record deal a year ago.
Oh.
And then I went out on tour with Cheap Thrill. So when I finally finished it in my spare time, it really needed my full attention. So I had to step down from that.
No bad blood or anything?
No, not at all. I spent most of my life with Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Brittingham, you know.
And
you know,
he's doing a solo side project now with Tracy Guns and Ricky Rocket.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I forgot to mention that Fred Bory.
Yeah.
He mixed No String.
How was that working with him, but not being your drummer?
Oh, you know what? I didn't actually work with him. I mean, me and Fred talk all the time, or we text or whatever, but I wanted Fred to mix the whole record. I just didn't get it done in time, and then he got tied up doing the music for a new NBC medical drama called The Night Shift.
He's doing great with that.
Oh, God, he's been doing great. What comes out of his studio, you'd be surprised, man. He's got, like, Miley Cyrus gold records on his wall. Yeah, he played, he writes, he records, produces a lot of stuff for Disney. He's got his hands in a lot of, you know, television and movies.
So how many tracks did he mix on this out of 7?
He only mixed No String. When I first started recording, I finished that song and I sent it to him to see what he would do with it. So he took 48 tracks of nonsense. And you know, threw some fairy dust over it.
He's probably effing you up and down.
No, but I've known Fred for so long. His mixes of the most terrible band like just sound amazing. But like I said, he couldn't do the whole record because he got busy.
Did you ever think of having him play drums on the record at all, or percussion or anything? Or
of course, I've thought about him, but he refuses.
He refuses? Why? He wants to be the producer, I guess, or the mixer?
Well, not that he refuses. It's just, you know, if I send him something to mix or if I record, he's like, oh, I know a lot of drummers. I was like, wait, aren't you a drummer? He's more like he wants to farm it out to someone else. He's a producer now, put it that way.
Jeff, why did you call the album One for the Road? Do you have a reason behind that?
There's a song on the record called One for the Road.
Yeah, that's the 7th track here on the EP, the final song.
It's pretty much how do I say this? It's pretty much about the person who won't leave the bar. About the guy who just needs one more for the road and he'll be fine. All his troubles will go away if you just give him one more. It's written in third person, but make no mistake, it's about me. I put it last on the record, too. It's a little bit longer, and it's got a really long fade.
Is there more songs in your arsenal? You got 7 on this EP. Will there be a full length to follow up?
Oh, absolutely. When Joe O'Brien at Rat Pack, when I signed with them, he's like, just give me a 5-song EP. I was like, okay. I sent him 5 songs. He goes, hey, can you give me 2 more?
Oh.
I'll give you 10 more. You want to do a full length? He goes, no. Let's just do the EP. So we decided for the short attention span theater that music fans are these days, we would just put out a 7-song EP and maybe call this Side A. And if people dig it, I'll put out another 7, which I absolutely have 7 more songs, and call that Side B, or call it 2 for the Road.
Oh, I like that. All right. Well, first we got to get it out there, and people got to get it in their CD collections, and then hopefully we'll get a tour out and you'll stop by Philadelphia. And I like the inside sleeve here, Jeff. This is dedicated to all my fellow Delco guitar players, musicians, and friends who thought I could do more. I'm sure as soon as this CD comes out on Tuesday, people are going to come up to you and go, what's Delco? What's that mean, Jeff? And with the advance copies out, has anybody seen or said anything to you yet as well?
No one has said that, but I have reached out to some of my Delco buddies and told them that I said that.
I got to show this to Casey Boy from our morning show, Preston Steve. Loves Delco, represents Delco. So Tom's out there doing his solo thing. You're going to be doing your thing. Eric's with Ricky and Tracy. Fred's doing his. You guys are all keeping busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all keeping busy. We haven't actually given up on Cinderella. We're just doing our own thing for the time being.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't want to let you go without telling us what's going on with Cinderella. Can you tell us something?
Hopefully down the road, Cinderella will get back together and do a tour. I don't hold much hope for a record, but it's been 20 years.
Yeah, has it been 20 years already? So I guess we can wait another 20 years till you give us another album. Hey, speaking of Cinderella, I want to ask you, go back in your brain a little bit. Go back in your hard drive, Jeff. Give us a memory or a highlight for you of the, which just happened a couple weeks ago, the anniversary of the Moscow Peace Festival. You guys flew over there and played with Gorky Park, Skid Row, Ozzy, Motley Crue, Bon Jovi.
Oh my God, that was an experience for a lifetime.
I can only imagine. I was sitting in my living room at my parents' house with all my friends over. They paid for it on pay-per-view so we could watch it.
When we played in Moscow, it was still communist. It was kind of rough. Okay, I got to start with the flight over there. This was like a rock against drugs kind of thing.
It was something to get Doc McGee in good hands.
And everybody on the plane was wasted.
I always see the pictures of Kiefer playing with Richie Zambora and Bon Jovi, the acoustics in the back of the plane and all. I just could imagine what happened on that aircraft. Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, it's a good thing you saw that, because the rest of us were partying our asses off.
How was it like taking the stage and looking out to that crowd? Was that one of the biggest crowds you've ever played for at that time?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I played in front of played the Castle Donington Monsters Rock Fest our first year. I guess it was like 87, and I was told there was 120,000 people there. So the Moscow Music Peace Festival, that was 2 shows of like 96,000 people each.
I can't even imagine that. We always try and think, what goes through the guy's head up on stage looking out in that crowd? Are you worried? Are you just living off the adrenaline? What goes through your head?
Oh, no. The more people, the more fun it is. I think as musicians, we're all kind of show-offs, or at least I am. So, like, the more people there to watch me do stuff, the more I do.
Any pre-show jitters or rituals you can tell us about, Jeff?
No.
That maybe you still do now? I know you get a little massage. Your back kind of hurt. Last time we saw Cinderella in Atlantic City, you're like, oh, I got to get a massage. Hold on, Jackie.
I think I'm more comfortable on stage playing guitar than probably I am in life. But yes, I am getting older, and every now and then I need a chiropractor or a masseuse.
You want to say anything to your mom? Because I know she's listening. She's a big fan of our show here in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, Jackie. You have to play that.
I don't know where we got this drop from. I think it was Allentown in a basement with L.A. Guns. Cinder. I forget what it was. But your mom, June, was such a sweetheart. And every time I play, either you call, your son calls, your wife calls, and they just love it.
Oh, that's awesome. My sister Diane was telling me, you got to ask him to play that again. Like, my sister has never heard it. Well, I have to preface it by telling people that my mom is Japanese, which makes me half Japanese. Anyway, when you listen to her, this is like a 4'9" little Japanese woman saying this stuff.
Hi, I'm June Labar, Jeff Labar's mother from Cinderella.
Jeff, your mom, Mrs. Labar, she's such a sweetheart. God bless her.
I know, Jackie. I love you for recording it and making that happen. That was awesome.
Jeff, before I let you go, too, I want to play the five-word association game with you. I'm going to give you one word, and you're going to give me one word back. You ready?
Okay.
The galaxy.
One word? Oh. Right off the bat. Crazy.
Let's jump the bridge. The Empire Rock Room.
Fun.
One of your early bands, White Fox.
Stepping Stone.
Your son, Sebastian Labar.
Oh, geez. One word? This is tough, man.
That is tough.
Oh, proud.
Tom Kiefer.
Mentor.
Jeff, thanks again for playing tonight.
Oh, Jackie, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck. The CD will be in stores this Tuesday. Jeff Labar, his debut solo album. We know him, the great guitarist from Cinderella. Philly boy, now calls Nashville his home, but hopefully he'll come back to see us real soon. One for the road. Make sure you pick it up. Jeff, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be our friend here at 93.3 WMMR.
Pretend? Come on, Jackie. We go way back.